Good morning. 7:12 and 25. We got a high of 40 today, low of 26 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly sunny in the afternoon, and a high of 43. I'll take that on a Saturday. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, she kissed a boy and he didn't like it. On Sunday's season premiere of American Idol, Judge Katy Perry surprised contestant Benjamin Glaze, who had never been kissed, with a smooch on the lips. In an interview with the New York Times, the 19-year-old cashier from Enid, Oklahoma, said, quote, "I was a tad bit uncomfortable. I wanted to save it for my first relationship. I wanted it to be special." He added, quote, "I would have done it if she said, would you kiss me? Or would I have done it if she said, would you kiss me? No, I would have said no. I know a lot of guys would be like, heck yeah. But for me, I was raised in a conservative family and I was uncomfortable immediately. I wanted my first kiss to be special." Adding insult to the kiss, Benjamin was rejected by all three judges. All right, look, I totally respect where he's coming from, him wanting to do a special first kiss. He is a virgin that they mentioned on there. That's fine. Do your thing. But if my first kiss was with Katy Perry, oh my God. Oh my God. I don't care who I was waiting for. That would be the most special first kiss ever, ever, ever. Katy, come kiss me. I will gladly accept your kisses any day. Oh, sweet, sweet Katy Perry. I love her, if you couldn't tell by the kissy noises. Well, menus with a separate vegetarian section are a lot more common than they used to be. And if you're a diehard vegan who wants to convert people, you probably think it's great. But apparently it might be having the opposite effect. A new study in England looked at people's ordering habits. And when menus had a separate section for vegetarian options, people were more likely to order meat. That is right. Strict vegetarians weren't affected by it, and people who almost never choose vegetarian options weren't affected much either. But it had a pretty major effect on occasional vegetarians, meaning people who skip meat and eat vegetarian meals at least twice a week. They were more than twice as likely to order something with meat in it if there was a separate vegetarian section on the menu. The researchers think it has something to do with something called moral licensing. See, vegetarians and vegans, no one likes it when you shove your weird hippy-dippy salad and grass menu crap in front of us. Your tofu nonsense. Just let me eat my meat, okay? And shut up. I don't want to see it. I'm going to do it anyways. Even... It's so annoying that we actually choose meat instead. How about that? And lastly, it looks like we got to grow up. It looks like it's time for us to finally put the toys away and grow up. Toys R Us is closing its doors after 70 years in business. That's right. It marks the end of a company that sold toys, bikes, video games, and birthday presents to millions of American kids. Unfortunately, they fell victim to big box stores, places like Amazon, and they just couldn't compete. They're going to be selling or shutting down all of its 735 stores in the United States, and Toys R Us is going to have a layoff of about 31,000 workers in the United States. That is crazy, man. And you know what? If you grew up in the 80s and 90s, this is like a piece of your childhood going away. I remember getting the big Toys R Us magazine and flipping through with my brother and circling the toys that we wanted. We had a big marker and we would circle what we wanted, always going for like way too much. And that was a great thing before Christmas. This is a piece of my childhood gone. And I still know the jingle. I still know the jingle, which I sing all the time. It's amazing. It pops up. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. From bikes to trains to video games. There's a million toys. Gee whiz. I don't want to grow up. Because baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid. Why? Why? That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?